Dr. Mwai Kibaki, our graduate of today, and the President of the Republic of Kenya. Chancellor Professor Mondo Kagonyera of the University, Vice Chancellor Dr. Maria Mreba, and all distinguished persons who are here today. I take this opportunity to welcome His Excellency Mwai Kibaki and his delegation to Uganda. You are most welcome to Uganda. I welcome you to Makerere University, Uganda's oldest and most prestigious university, a renowned hub of knowledge and producer of great men and women, distinguished alumni spread across the globe and especially in Africa. Let me also take this opportunity to thank Makerere University for the special recognition of Doctor of Laws honoris causa bestowed upon His Excellency Mwai Kibaki, Makerere's exceptionally accomplished alumnus, according to the citation of excellence read today by Dr. Lanteria. Congratulations, Your Excellency Dr. Mwai Kibaki. I, however, did not know that Makerere University had taken seriously a Nyankore proverb which says, "Is that you, Kumwe? Bere ne chakure biro." Now, this one means that when somebody invites you for dinner, it is because he wants you to do something for him in return. I didn't know that by inviting His Excellency, you wanted him to fundraise for you. That's what I have now discovered. I can see that you are really taking this Nyankore proverb very seriously. Is that you, Kumwe? The one who invites you for a meal is because he wants something from you in return. Your Excellency, I would like to inform you that your alma mater, Makerere University, is finally waking up. I've been hearing alumni of Makerere University talking of a sleeping giant. They have been asleep for a long time, but they are now waking up. I would like to put this to you. I am impressed by the number and speed of innovations at Makerere University recently, especially through what they call Presidential Support to Science and Technology Innovations, STI. They were struggling on their own. It was not really their fault. The scientists were there, but the government was not caring about them. And they were struggling on their own. Particularly the Minister of Education was not caring about them. But now, the young lady has now got a rank of major in the army. She's now Major Alupo. That is her rank now. She will work with all of us to ensure that blind spot by the Minister of Education it is cured. The scientists whom we eventually supported, I stumbled on them by accident during the trade show in Lugogo. We were recently in Changwanzi and we said, no. The Ministry of Education is going to evolve an institutionalized system of supporting all innovators in universities and in technical schools or anywhere else. So that blind spot is going to be cured. I particularly congratulate Makerere University for the innovation of the Kira electric vehicle. Kira, Your Excellency, is what we call the River Nile in our language here. We call it Kira. It's not actually Kira, it is the Lusoga word. Kira, meaning the roaring of the sound of the falls of Karuma, of the river. Uganda's first electric car, that was a milestone. It was a milestone achievement in 2011. I applaud these hardworking youth and their professors. Professor Tokodri is here. I see him here. Stand up. He's there. But he studied in Nairobi, actually, and also in Russia. So I don't know what influenced him most, whether it was Nairobi or Russia. Thank you very much. Who are the other... Who are here? I haven't seen the other innovators. In case some of them are here, they can stand up on this occasion. Where are they? Oh, Chamhanjire, yes, Professor Chamhanjire. Professor Chamhanjire. That one has modernized our banana juice. We used to drink it in the village since time immemorial in our own way, but now he has modernized it. I applaud those hardworking professors and youth for putting the little money we gave them for innovations to good use. And I want to inform you that the NRM caucus has resolved, supported me now, because I have been operating as a guerrilla underground in my usual way, getting some funds from the government, but without being supported by the whole system. But now, they have resolved that little money you wanted, this 200 million which you wanted, they will get it for you. To do all those things you have been talking about. I'm talking about the scientists, not about other things. There should be no misunderstanding. We are talking about innovations now, not just storytelling. Not only the professors and students in the Faculty of Technology, the College of Technology and that one, the one we launched, but also the ones in food science. Those have done a tremendous work. Food technology. I think we have got some lessons to learn from Japan in this regard. For the 19th century, the Japanese, like Africans, were a despised people. In his remove the end of poverty, economic possibilities of our time, Professor Jeffrey Sachs of Columbia University, New York City, said that even the Japanese, who have led the world in industrialization and exports in the 20th century, were once described as lazy people. How so? They too were once poor and weak. When you are weak, people can give you all sorts of descriptions. What did the Japanese do right that enabled them to reverse the cultural insults they suffered and to become an industrial powerhouse in the 20th century? How did Japan excel in production and reproduction of Western technology without sacrificing Japanese culture to a large extent? The clue is in what Japan did in the 19th century, the Meiji era, or the Meiji Revolution. According to Professor Junzo Kawada, a Japanese cultural anthropologist, a deliberate development of Japanese native language over a period of time strongly influenced and enabled the adoption, assimilation, and adaptation of Western concepts of technology and industrialization into the Japanese or oriental milieu. In turn, this gave rise to Japanese sense of ownership and reproduction of Western technology without sacrificing Japanese culture. And that's why I salute these scientists in the Faculty of Technology, of Food Science and Technology, who have really found ways of how to modernize almost all our foods. They are now preserving and packing entuntunu. Entuntunu is a fruit which was about to disappear, but it's very sweet. So what these people are doing, they are not only preserving for you, Ugandans, these very rich foods, but they are actually going to emancipate the world from eating bad foods which they have been eating. Millet is the richest food, cereal, much better than rice, which you are eating now. They are going to work on it. So they are not only conserving our heritage, but they are going to make a big contribution to human welfare by making these foods, which are not known to the world, but are very rich, to the whole world, make them available to the whole world. If Makerere and other universities are going to be the center of Uganda's technological innovations, research and development, and knowledge production, then they will have to ask and answer the question, will they be involved in technology transfer or just technology translation? If our university will answer the above question in favor of technology translation, then it will demand rethinking their roles in national development and in the discourse of African dignity, pride, and intellectual properties. Our national development plan describes universities as, in quotes, the heart of education as well as the core of national innovation and development systems. It is also the place where teachers are trained and curricula developed. Without research in higher education to develop curricula for the entire education system, all curricula will be of little relevance to national development. Universities are the core of any national development system because they produce not only the knowledge needed to drive economies, but also the skilled human resources required to do the job. End of quotes. This is from our national development plan. But I'm glad from the mood, which is in these colleges we have launched today, like the College of Veterinary, the one headed by Professor Kabasa. This mood is very good. because it is a mood which is aiming at linking theory with practice and enriching theory with practice, which is what has been lacking in the past. If our universities are the core of national development system, because they produce not only the knowledge needed to drive economies, but also the skilled human resource required to do the job, will Makerere, the skilled human resource producer and innovator, have African intellectual pride and ownership? Or will it continue to peddle borrowed knowledge and innovations only? It will require, although this one is really no longer the case, the people in the science faculties are moving very well. I think the ones who have got a challenge are the ones in the Department of History and the Department of Political Science and maybe the Department of Law. And they are the ones who needed to come. You know, Jesus, when Jesus wanted to save us, Jesus was the Son of God. He could have stayed in heaven and attempted to save us from there. But when he consulted with God, they agreed that the best way to do was for Jesus to come down, be humble, enter the womb of Mary, be born like we ordinary people, suffer like us, even be killed, and then rise from the dead. That's the best way he would be able to link up with us. These faculties of science have come from heaven and come to earth. I think the ones of social sciences, they need to do the same. To come from heaven and so that they can save us. Otherwise, we would never have understood Jesus if he had stayed in heaven and continued sending us messages from there. Transformed thus, Makerere will then be able to deconstruct what Ugandan professor Catherine Arun Odora Hoppers of the University of South Africa called cognitive prison wall, sealing off the academic and policy communities in her newly co-authored book, Rethinking Thinking, Modernity's Other and Transformation of the University, in which she argues as follows. Africa and the rest of the world will pay a heavy price for failing to diagnose the problems of Africa's development accurately. The failure to develop an organic intellectual infrastructure to adapt, translate, and retool borrowed knowledge cannot be attributed only to the government posture in post-colonial Africa or to a lack of resources. Rather, it is a consequence of the failure to perceive the full depth, scope, and what somebody whom I cannot read has referred to as this tight architectonic woven together by the confluence of the ideologies of science, law, economics, development, and modernity, and which has over time created a cognitive prison wall, sealing off the academic and policy communities. That's where the problem is. The universities, to get out of the cognitive prison walls and going to the community, and the community coming to the universities. I submit that the cognitive prison wall, sealing off the academic from the policy communities, has kept the African universities, such as Makerere, alienated from the government, public, and private sectors, and from its own African community for too long. That's why I must salute the Makerere scientists, like Dr. Chamangire there. The reason why he did all the research in banana juice, Eshande, it's called Mubisi in Uganda, I think, but in the other dialects it's called Eshande, was because, now this is a controversial point, I will have to sort it out with the Chamuhangire. I don't know whether he was educated by the money from Eshande or from the advanced form of Eshande, which is Amarwa. I don't know which. He has settled the debate that he was educated by both, money from both. From both the Jews and the alcohol from the Jews. Because I didn't want to embarrass him in case he. But he has settled the debate that he was getting money from both the traditional alcohol and the traditional juice from bananas. So when he got knowledge, he used this to go back and do research in these products. And America Cabral, the freedom fighter from Guinea-Bissau, called this the need for the intellectual to commit suicide as an intellectual and become ordinary. So Chamuhangire committed suicide by going back to his roots. Had he stayed here writing papers for Rockefeller, can you imagine? Rockefeller doesn't read your papers. He's already on the moon. Why are you giving him papers? This is modern slavery. Working for people who are already well off. So I congratulate these science professors. They are really moving in the right direction. This same Professor Alum Odora, who is working in South Africa, she's a Ugandan, of course, but she has written in quotes, acknowledging the African models of farming and systems of healing might embody different notions of community and science, and that within such a framework, African agriculture and systems of healing might be alternative paradigms, turning around Africa from a void or a black box to an alternative list of possibilities and epistemologies would take us some way on the path to a genuine African renaissance. And I'm glad to hear Professor Kabasa of the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine has now humbled himself and he's ready to take a few lessons from a man like Yoweri Museveni, who has been keeping cows all his life. He may learn things which he has never known in his life, apart from also bringing me what I don't know. So this is a new approach which I find in some of the colleges in Makerere, which is very good. That I called the launch of the Kira electric vehicle a renaissance. I don't have time to go into this, Egypt and all that, but this is beginning to be our renaissance. We therefore need more of such innovations from our universities. We must also ensure that our African cultural metaphysics bears on our development discourse, so that we rather have culture in development than culture and development. Or worse, development without culture. Of course, you know, I've been working on our dictionary with some of the professors here. Professor Muranga, the other young man, Gumoshame, and the young lady from the Department of Languages. I thank them very much for helping me to write Erinyankore Richiga dictionary. It is only when we build our new Africa on the roots of the old, or we grow new roots without abandoning the old, then can Africa have an integrated, holistic, and sustainable development. If we do that, Then the Kira EV, thanks to our own Makerere College of Engineering, Design and Art and Technology, will not be a one-time novelty, nor will it be the first and last. Rather, it will be one among many more such innovations and inventions to come from Makerere and other universities. I want to thank Makerere University for honoring Mzee Kibaki by holding this special convocation this year, 2012, when we celebrate 50 years of independence for Uganda, and the Republic of Kenya will also celebrate her 49th independence anniversary. This is significant for Makerere, that has been the mother school, alma mater, that has given birth to vanguard leaders of the struggle for Africa's independence, such as Mwalimu Julius K. Nyerere. I don't know why you always forget Mwalimu Nyerere when you talk of the people we have honored. But he was the first. We honored him. Then other alumni of this college, Jaramogi Oginga Odinga, Apollo Milton Obote, Sir Frederick Edward Mutesa, Godfrey Rukongwa Binaisa, Yusuf Lule, Benjamin Mkapa, and now Dr. Mike Baki. So all these have been the alumni of Makerere University. With such historical destiny of Makerere, it was only logical that Makerere memorialized on its main campus two of Africa's vanguard leaders and martyrs of Africa's independence, namely Patrice Lumumba of Congo, who died for Africa, and Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana, who sowed the seeds of a united Africa. And quite appropriately, Makerere also memorialized Mother Africa in the Africa Hall of Residence for female students. On this Tuesday, 24th day of January 2010, in this Freedom Square, Makerere has honored and recognized one of her most intellectually gifted and academically accomplished alumni, His Excellency Dr. Mwai Kibaki, MP and President of the Republic of Kenya. I thank you very much. Congratulations again, once again, Your Excellency, for a well-deserved award from your equally proud alma mater. I want to salute Vice Chancellor Professor Mariam Yaba. This Vice Chancellor is very young, Your Excellency. He's only 40, he was 38 when he was appointed. I think now he's, have you managed to get 40? This means that when Mzee was here, the mother of Mariam Rebo was not yet born. So it's good to see that the young people have come up, and some of these innovations are pushed by the young people. These young professors, although some of the middle-aged ones, like Tokoji, are also moving in. But the young ones are moving very fast. I want to salute Vice Chancellor Mariam Rebo and Makerere University for proposing to immortalize His Excellency Mwai Kibaki's contribution on this campus, main campus, through the proposed Mwai Kibaki School of Economics. Mwai Kibaki, endowed chair in economics and public finance, and the East African Mwai Kibaki Center for Leadership, Public Finance and Policy. I thank you very much. When we are being baptized in the church, the priest puts water, gets some water and puts a sign of a cross across your forehead. Water. It's not even Jewish or anything like that. But he says, this is an outward sign to show the whole congregation. I know the quotation in English, I will mix it up. to show everybody that we have entered the flock of Christ. So by recognizing Mzee Kibaki, you are doing a lot of work for academic excellence and for leadership. I thank you very much. These plaques you gave us, what money is there? There is no money in those plaques. But it is the water sign. It's an outward sign to show the recognition, the value you attach to education and leadership. And it's good that you have borrowed the leaf from us, the alumni of Dar es Salaam, because we had already started. We had already started taking advantage of our alumni to raise funds for the universities. In fact, we raised the funds for that university there in Dar es Salaam. So it's good that you are taking advantage of the Kibaki's fame to contact all your alumni. How many people have gone out from Makerere since the beginning? How many? Do you have the number? Yes, half a million. If each one of those contributed even $100, those who are alive. Or even the ones who are dead, you can contact their children. And you say your father was once here, or your mother was once here. You can do a lot of things by taking advantage of your alumni. Recognition today of His Excellency Dr. Kibaki's academic and leadership achievements signifies the new foundation and guide to the next generation of leaders that Makerere will develop and nurture in the 21st century. We build for the future. For God and my country, I thank you very much.